You think of Joseph and why he was successful. And as Stephen was talking, it caused me to think about some words of Paul. In Romans 8, in verse number 28 through 31, and how God would be with those from a salvation perspective. We know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And he talks about how they were predestined, how they were justified, glorified. And then he says, and what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And then you think about the words of John in 1 John 4, in verse number 4. And that whole context there, dealing with how God is with his people. And how John said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The confidence that God's people obtain through a relationship with God. And so you go back to Genesis 39 with Joseph as I piggybacked on some of the things that Stephen said. Why was Joseph successful? Why was he successful? I don't know what it is. Maybe the older I get, I'm looking at scripture a little different, a little deeper, paying a little bit more attention to certain things, Brother Royce. You know, you're getting older and you're seeing things a little bit more as you get older. I tease Royce about how old he is sometimes, but it's all good. But why was Joseph successful? Four times in Genesis 39, you see something. And this is the answer. This is why he was successful. And this is why we will be successful if we just continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. If we continue to put God's word in our heart and have that deep trust that we know that all things work together for good. In Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 and 2, now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was what? With Joseph. Friends, don't run past that. Don't run past that. The Lord was with Joseph. Do you believe that Joseph knew that the Lord was with him? You better believe he did. He knew it. What happens to the child of God when the child of God knows that God is with him? They think a certain way. They have a certain demeanor about them. In Ecclesiastes 8 and verse number 1, their face shines, if you will. The wisdom that they have, it causes them to walk a certain way, think a certain way, be able to see certain things coming before they come. Wisdom, when you think of it holistically, the ability to see that which is not there yet. But notice verse number 2, verse 3, others, when God is with us, others see that God is with us. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Causes me to think about Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 9. Trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. Honor the Lord with your possessions, Proverbs 3 and verse number 9. How do people know that God is with us? Our behavior, our speech, the things that are in the forefront of our minds, a spiritual mentality. His master knew that there was something different about this guy. He's different. Just because you have been brought out of a situation into another situation doesn't mean that the situation has to determine who you are. You determine what the situation is going to turn out to be. So what? If hell comes up and we have hell in our lives, we have heaven on our minds. Now think about that. Because there's a lot of turmoil around us, but when God is with us, we think that way. We live that way. We teach people around us to be that way. But then drop down to verse number 20 and 21. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. You see, the Lord is still, it didn't matter wherever Joseph turned, the Lord was with him. What happens when the child of God just don't know if God is with him? I don't know where the Lord is. That's the wrong question. You have to ask yourself, where are you? Because it reminds me of the old story of the young lady, and you know, she's young at the time, and she's real close to her boyfriend, and he's driving the truck, and they get married 50 years later, and she's next to the door, and like, you know, what happened? We used to sit next to each other all the time when we was driving in the truck. He's like, I'm still driving. You moved. You get it? Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, who moved? The Lord was with Joseph even in prison. And it's amazing when Joseph was thrown into the pit by his brethren, and then he was thrown into the prison, and then the next thing you know, he's in the Potiphar's house, and then he's in the palace. Boy, all them peas. See that? I'm not trying, I'm just adding to what he's saying, friends. Everything that happened to Joseph was because God was with him. And as soon as you get that doubt in your mind that God is not with you, Satan got you. But you got to stay with him. Last thing, notice verse number 23. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority. Why? Because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. You know, when the Lord is with you, your boss don't have to watch you. When the Lord is with you, he don't have to worry about you smudging numbers. He doesn't have to worry about you calling in and telling somebody to clock you in and you're not there. He don't have to worry about that. When the Lord is with you, you're the best manager. As a matter of fact, he can leave you knowing that you're going to take care of his business and make him money. But it's the same in the church. It's a crying shame when men who are supposed to be men are not the men they need to be. When the Lord is with you, you're that man. And you continue to be that man. And when you make a mistake, you man up and you fess up to that mistake. When you're a woman of God, you do the same. When God is with you, you have a certain mentality about you. It's not arrogance, it's humility. It's not arrogance, it's confidence. It's not arrogance, it's boldness. Some people may take it as arrogance, but that's their problem. When God is with you, you know it. But we already all also know when God is not with us. I leave you at this point. I was listening to Judges the other day, was listening to Samson. And you remember on that occasion when he was talking to Delilah. And he finally poured out his heart to Delilah and told her what it would actually take for him to be subdued. And that's to cut his hair. Delilah said, the Philistines are coming. The Philistines are coming. And one of the saddest statements that could be said was said. And Samson did not know that the Lord was with him. Wow. Now that scares me. And it ought to scare every last one of us. But when the Lord is with us, that ought to give us great confidence. Question, is the Lord with you? If you're not a child of God, we want him to be. We want to study with you. We want you to have the confidence in knowing that God is with you. You don't have to walk out this building not knowing. You can know that God is with you. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins, confess Jesus Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins, and God will do something amazing. He will forgive you for everything that you have done wrong. He will add you to his son's church. He will give you all spiritual blessings. You'll be a member of the Church of Christ. You can't ask for a better life than that. Maybe a child of God, and well, at one time you was with God and you knew that God was with you, but you're not too sure now. God is not in the doubting business. He's in the confidence business. Let's think about that as we stand, as we sing our Savior's invitation.